the Guff. Questions with answers, live and in person.
Okay, the nicest person I know, I guess it would have to be my mum. I know everybody says that probably about their mums, but truly my mum is the nicest person you'll ever meet, not just me. She's completely selfless, which I guess is true to all mums, and she'll defend me until the very end. I always had quite a difficult relationship with my dad. It was always a little bit dominating, but my mum would always intervene and protect me. The only thing is she gets a little bit too involved, kind of interferes. But I suppose that's just true to all mothers. I suppose that's kind of why I had to move away a little bit. I went to boarding school as well, so that gave me a bit of distance. And also she's an excellent cook. I know people say that as well about their mums, but really, she is probably the best cook in the world. I think that's about it.
The nicest person I know is probably my sixth grade teacher, Mrs. Walters. She was so nice. She would always wear these kooky glasses, bright blue or bright red. I think she had about 10 pairs. And she would read this book every day of the silly school that was turned sideways or something, and it had all these weird tales of kids my age. And I always really liked it, and I would look forward to her reading the story. And I was kind of a troublemaker in school, and so I'd always talk, and I'd get in trouble, and I'd have to move seats, and she never got mad at me. She just said, "Oh, Jenna, you have more friends than anyone I've ever known." And I always just thought that was such a nice way to say, be quiet and listen, instead of yelling, you know. She made a joke out of it, which I really liked, and I wish that I knew what she was doing now, but I used to visit her in 7th grade and 6th grade, but after that, I guess she retired, and I didn't know what happened to her, but she was always so nice.
One of the nicest people I know is my friend Afridella. She's amazing. She's one of the most supportive people you could ever hope to meet. And she's also a fascinating character because she is the first English woman to have ever been a bullfighter in Spain. And it's actually quite interesting going to her house because you go through the front door, what's the first thing you see? The suit of lights, the traje de luces. It's incredible. And that's she's an interesting person. But if ever I have a problem, I feel I can always pick up the phone and call her, or we'll say we can't speak to each other, maybe I can be on Messenger and ping her, as the saying goes, and just ask for her help. That's great. And I also feel if I've got a problem, that she's ready to listen to me. That's excellent.
Well, I have an aunt that's really, really nice, very special. She's more than 80 years old, and she's in very good health. She has 4 children and at least a dozen grandchildren, and she always seemed to have time for other people, although she could easily dedicate all her time for her own family. Whenever I go there in the summer, she always makes me very welcome, invites other people to come to see us. I have quite a young son, and of all the people that we meet when we go there, he said, "Oh, I would really like to go and stay with her." So she has very, very nice qualities. If any of the family have any problems, they always go to her. If anybody is needing somewhere to stay, she puts them up. So she just looks after everybody and doesn't really ask for anything for herself.
Nicest person I've met, or certainly one of them, I'd have to say, is my brother. He's been through a lot in his life, and someone that's still very caring, although he thinks a lot and has his own problems. He's always there at hand to think if someone else has a problem, i.e. he puts other people before himself, which I think is a great natural trait. He's also very thoughtful in actually doing things for people, so not only caring for you when you need there, he comes up with ideas to try and make you happy consciously. Which a lot of people don't. They get on with their own lives and they don't tend to think about so much the people around them. in many other ways, in the fact that obviously he's my brother. We have a connection there that maybe we wouldn't have if we'd met each other just as friends. But if I think objectively, still, I think if I'd met my brother, Chris, and he wasn't my brother, I still think I'd share a similar concept of him as I do now. He's certainly a very, very good friend to me and my brother. And obviously, I love him very much.
The nicest person that I know, that's easy. I'd have to say my sister, because she's so thoughtful. I mean, every single birthday, holiday, anything that can possibly happen to someone, she always sends a card and a gift. She always keeps in touch with me. I live far away from her, but she's just so nice and always thinking of me. She spends lots of money on other people, which is really nice. She's generous. She gives to donations. She helps people if they need something. The girl can't say no. And also, she just really treats people with a lot of respect. I mean, family, friends, strangers, it doesn't matter. She's just so nice, and sometimes I wish that I could be a little more like her.